Be here. Just you'll pray, Lord, help us.
Yes, sir, preacher.
Have your Bible turned to 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'm just going to give you what the Lord's give me. And I tell folks all the time, I don't know what to preach. I just have to ask the Lord for leadership and go by there. So that's all the thing I know to do. 1 Timothy chapter 1, start reading verse 6. Here Paul is writing to Timothy here. He said, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which is given to us in Christ Jesus before the world begun." You may be seated. Paul here was writing to Timothy just probably a short time before his departure.
Yeah.
And I want you to notice these things here, what he said. And it was a bad time. Day of apostasy. People was parting from the faith. No about going about and maybe establishing their own ways. You know, the Lord said, "They have forsaken me and hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." So it must have been a time about like that. But now the Apostle Paul, he was writing to Timothy. He'd been on the road a long time. And he'd seen a lot of things. And he was encouraging him here. And notice what he said. He said, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord." So that tells me it was a time whenever a lot of folks didn't want to bear the cross anymore.
Sure, brother.
You know, a lot of folks are afraid what somebody's going to say about them. And they're afraid what somebody's going to look at them and say they're different. So they must be different here. And then he went on to say, "Nor of me his prisoner." That's what I want to preach on tonight, that word prisoner. And I want to ask the preacher a question, are you a prisoner?
Go ahead.
Are you a prisoner? Now, Paul... never did in the Bible, and I'm not being mean or nothing, but I'm just going to set the record straight. Nowhere in the Bible does Paul ever call himself Reverend Paul.
Right.
Or did he ever call himself Dr. Paul? And I'll tell you what he did call himself. He said Paul the Apostle, Paul the Prisoner, and Paul the Servant. That's the title that he was going by. And I want to preach about a prisoner. And you know what it takes to be a prisoner. Now, I like to use natural things, try to get a spiritual thought across to us.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, in order to be a prisoner, you can go down here to the jailhouse and you can sit down there and talk to that jailer and talk to the sheriff all the day long, but that don't make you a prisoner. What it is, you're just around where the prisoners is at.
Yeah.
So what I get out of that, you can go to church and sit on the pews.
Yeah.
That don't make you a Christian.
Yeah.
That don't save you no more than living in a barn will make you a horse.
Right.
So my friend, you got to get born again and saved by the grace of God. So Paul here talking about being a prisoner. Now, in order to be a prisoner, you got to be a lawbreaker.
Right.
I mean, we've all broke the law.
Right.
And we deserve to be captured. But listen, he said to me, his prisoner. Now, number one thing is you're a lawbreaker. Then the next thing is you've got to get arrested.
Right.
Somebody's got to have the authority to arrest you. And the only one, now this is coming to me straight off the press.
Yep.
Brother, let me say this, signing a card, joining the church, shaking the preacher's hand, that ain't going to get the job done. It's going to take somebody that's got the authority to arrest you. I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God arrested me one time, my friend, and he came right where that I was at. I thought about this a lot of times. I looked at this and I thought about it, and I was like, said, I like to bring the natural things in. One time I was coming out of Oak Ridge. I took a man to the doctor, and I was coming out of Oak Ridge, and the law got behind me. And that didn't bother me not one bit. Now listen, I was driving speed limit, and that didn't bother me but one bit. But after a while, I noticed something. He flipped the light on. You know what got my attention? When he turned that light on. Paul said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid from them that are lost, and the God of this world has blinded their mind, lest the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. It wasn't that car, my friend, that got me. It was the light that shined. I'm glad one time the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, it shined on my pathway. Brother, the man of authority, he had the authority to pull me over. I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God is the only one that's got the authority, brother, to arrest you. Thank God, man can't do it. He ain't got the power. He ain't got the authority. But listen, Holy Ghost of God can come right where you're at and arrest you. I say, hallelujah to God. Glory to God. I'm glad he arrested me one time. Amen. The light. Oh, the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. I appreciate the gospel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm a little bit prejudiced when it comes to preaching. I'm going to be honest about it. I said, when the Holy Ghost of God's in it, I'd rather preach it than anything ever done.
Yep.
But when he ain't around, I'd soon be grubbing stumps. I'll be honest about it. Brother, but I'm glad tonight I can feel the Holy Ghost of God in my heart tonight. Hey, God, I'm glad for the light. Do you remember when he shined the light on you? Hey, God, the gospel, it got you. I like singing and all that. But it takes a gospel. The Bible said it pleased God through the foolish and the preacher to save them that believe. Glory to God. Ain't you glad you're saved tonight? Hey, amen. I remember when I got arrested. Hey, amen. I mean, the Holy Ghost of God come right where I was at. He dealt with me. I'm telling you, this is what we need today in our churches more than anything. Old-time conviction. Brother, stir people up and cause them to see their need. Brother, the light of the gospel, it'll do that. He'll show you where you're at. He'll show you what you are. He'll show you what you need to do. If you don't do it, you're going to a crossless hell. Hallelujah to God. I appreciate the gospel. Then the next thing a prisoner got to do, he got to go before a judge.
Right, preacher. Sure.
Go before a judge. Oh, listen. I remember the night that he brought me before the great judge of all the universe. Amen. I had to plead my case, not to the preacher, not to the mourner's bench, but brother, to him. Just admit, brother, I'm guilty and plead for mercy. I say, glory to God. But I'm glad tonight I can say, as Paul said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to God. Oh, listen. Listen, you plead your case. Now, let me say this. They would not a person in this building tonight deserve to be saved.
Right.
His mercy. I like that old song they say, justice called, but mercy answered. Hallelujah to God. Well, I'm glad that night I pled for mercy. And God, my friend, he had mercy on me. I should have been in hell tonight. But brother, I'm here. Hallelujah to God. But that makes me tremble. I don't know. I got his God. I'm in him tonight. Hallelujah to God. I say all the time, preacher, I wish I was younger. Whoa, what I feel in my soul tonight. Thank God, listen, Paul had to go before a judge. Yeah. Oh, listen, the preacher was out of it.
Yep, right.
When the preacher, I'm like my old pastor up in Ohio used to say, he'd tell us that when it leaves my mouth, brother, it goes out there, I'm not responsible for it then. He said, I'm only responsible for preaching it. Then the Lord will take it, put it where he wants it. Thank God, I'm glad tonight. But it come right where I was at one night. If you're saved, it came right where you was at one time. Glory to God. Found guilty. Amen. Oh, I'm glad that went before the great judge. He could have turned me away. He didn't have to save me. He didn't have no obligation to save nobody. But boy, it's his love, his mercy toward mankind. Paul said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, not when we got good. Not when we joined the church somewhere, but brother, while we're still in the depths of our sins, Christ died for us, gave his life for us. Thank God, I'm glad one night I come to him in repentance and got born again. Amen. Hallelujah to God. The thing found guilty. I was guilty. Let me say this. You can't bargain with God. I'm going to show you this, and I preach it a lot. You can't tell God everything you've ever done. Probably you don't even know everything you've ever done. If you have any age at all, you only see him one time a day for a year, got 365 sins against you. You can't remember all of them. It ain't what you've done, no way. It's what you've not done. Bible said, this is the condemnation. Light has come to the world. Men love darkness rather than light. Thank God, listen. Whenever we just come to him, say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need to be born again. God, for Christ's sake, we'll save your never dying soul. Right. Hallelujah to God. Yep. Preacher, I feel
that's
good
right
tonight.
Preach on, brother.
Whoa, listen. It ain't how long you pray.
Right.
It ain't long. I know a man in the Bible. All he said was, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's all he said. And the Bible said he went down to his house justified. Ain't you glad we're justified? Not only we're justified, but we're sanctified. Amen. And one of these days, we're going to be glorified.
That's right.
Well, that's a blessing, ain't it?
Hey.
This ain't the end of the church. Thank God, just the beginning. Hallelujah to God.
Hey.
Oh, I feel him tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad. Paul said, for me, his prisoner.
Yeah.
Now, the time was a time when they just stood out. Bound to me, because he said, don't be ashamed of the testimony.
Right.
He said, don't be ashamed of me, his prisoner.
Yep.
In other words, a lot of folks would have shunned him. Just look at him. Then I've thought something about this, about being a prisoner. Another thing about a prisoner is he loses his freedom.
Yep. Praise God.
When I was pastor down Shirley, I've told you this before. When I pastored down at Shirley, I was there for a little over 8 years, and we had the prisoners from over Wartburg to come. They came over and done the work. They, and boy, I got to bless you now that. I was their gopher. I'd be there every day. And I'd go down there and I'd stand around and I'd watch them. They had a man over them. He was watching them. I asked him one time, I said, what? That's just coming to me. I said, what would happen if one of them run off? Would you go after him? He said, no. No. He said, the big man would go get him.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. You try to run off, big man will get you.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, he said he'll go get him.
I guarantee
you. I ain't gonna worry about it. In other words, he was there with his responsibility.
Right.
When you're a prisoner, you're no longer your own anymore.
Right, preacher.
Paul said, know ye not, you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. If you're a prisoner tonight, thank God, listen, you belong to Him. You're under His jurisdiction. You're under His control. And brother, you can't do anything you want to. Thank God, because you belong to Him.
Hey.
I had a woman one time got mad at me, preaching too hard. And she said, I'll do whatever I want to do. I said, if you're saved, you won't.
Go ahead. Yep.
Now, I'm going to say something tonight. Now, you may get mad at me, but I really believe with all my heart these bodies of folks 6 foot under the ground because they thought they could do what they wanted to.
That's right. Oh, yes. I believe that.
He can bless you or he can bury you.
Right. Hey.
Yep. Amen.
Yep.
You may not believe that, preacher. That's the reason why I don't understand these preachers that can quit.
Go ahead. Right.
I pray for them. I don't understand that. Oh, listen. This is the most serious thing there is. Amen. Well, when God called me, brother, let me say this. It scared me so bad. I didn't want to. I knew I couldn't. God said, I know you can't either, but just trust in me. Oh, but listen, I'm afraid to quit.
Right, brother. Yes, sir. You better believe it.
Somebody said, could you? I can, but I don't want to. And I'm afraid to. I belong to Him.
Right.
He can take me anytime He wants to.
Guarantee it.
That's right.
Guarantee it.
Oh, listen, we're prisoners. Amen. We belong to Him. The other thing about a prisoner is he's someone else's responsibility.
Yes. Thank God.
I like
it. I love it. That's good preaching.
He's got to provide a place for him.
Hey.
He got to provide shelter.
Yep.
Well, I'm enjoying this.
Go ahead. He's got to
provide this. Another thing, it don't cost that prisoner a thing. I like
Praise
it.
God.
Hallelujah, God. Amen. I'm glad I'm a prisoner, ain't you? I mean, listen, he's going to provide the food.
Yep.
I mean, you can have a prisoner now and not feed him.
Go ahead. Praise God.
You don't shout on that one.
Hey.
You'll be glad that God has put you in a place like Amazing Grace.
Amen.
In a place where you can get fed when you come to the house of God. Amen. He got a table set. Just say, come and dine.
Hey.
I like an old song, come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Hey. The table is spread. Where the saints of God are fed. Hallelujah. Yeah. Dear prisoner, he'll feed you from heaven tonight.
Hey.
He'll feed you that manna from on high.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, preacher.
Praise God.
He'll feed you. That's his responsibility.
Yep.
He'll take care of us.
Amen.
The law's responsibility of them prisoners, take care of them.
Go ahead.
You take care of them. Let me say this. When I was living in Ohio, I preached a lot harder then than do now. I was younger. You know what I tell them? I said, there ain't a pine box in this city will fit me till the Lord gets ready for me.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
I believe it.
Let me say this. Preaching don't always go over to folks.
Yeah. Right.
Preacher, I've been threatened. Oh, yeah.
You go said ahead, preacher.
Amen. You'd be surprised. We'd be surprised sometimes we know what's in the congregation.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
I'll guarantee you.
I've seen them shout and pout in the same service.
Yeah.
Yep. I've seen them get mad. Oh, but listen, if you're a prisoner of him, he'll take care of you.
Yep.
Then don't you notice another thing about a prisoner? Have you noticed that? They wore them orange suits.
Yeah. Guarantee it.
Yeah. Fasten your seat belt.
Go ahead, Doc.
Sir. You spot one of them a mile away.
That's good for you.
That orange. That orange just shows up.
Yeah, it does. Guarantee it.
The world ought to be able to spot us.
Yeah.
Brother, when they see us, amen, not running around half naked.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We're the light of the world.
Amen.
I mean, we're a city set on a hill. I say hallelujah to him. I'm glad I'm a prisoner tonight.
Yes, sir.
Hey, God, listen. One thing about us, he's robed us in the robe of righteousness. Hey, God, we all just shine forth and stick out. Hey, God wants us to do that. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You may prove what is that good and acceptable of the Lord. I say hallelujah to God. I'm so glad I know him, and I'm more glad that he knows me. Hallelujah to
God.
Are you a prisoner? Can the world see you out to Walmart about May when the weather gets warm? Hardly no clothes on at all.
Go ahead. Preach. Praise God.
Oh, I believe in dressing right.
Yeah. Sure.
You say, preacher, that gets you to heaven? No. No. But let the world know that we're different. I mean, they were different. Paul was different.
Yes, sir.
Timothy was different.
Yes, sir.
We ought to be different. We ain't no better than they are. But we've been redeemed by the grace of God. We're a representative of him. He said, I pray you, and Paul said, I pray you in Christ instead, be ye reconciled unto God. We here with a message of reconciliation.
Hey.
Ain't that yes, right?
Praise
I believe
God.
That's right.
Guaranteed.
Amen. I'm getting old and about losing my balance. Amen. Like I said, we become someone else's responsibility. Now, he's took good care of me. I tell folks all the time, and I'm not against people on help or, you know, welfare. I'm not against that. I've had folks ask me, how you doing? I said, well, I'm doing well. I'm not on welfare, spiritual welfare. I'm faring well.
Hey.
He's met my need.
Yep.
Hey. Oh, I tell you what, tonight I feel you down, way down in my soul. Amen. That's why Paul talked about being a prisoner. Now, as I said at the beginning, you go over here to jailhouse and sit there all day, you're not a prisoner. You're just around where the prisoners is at.
Good preaching, brother.
You come here at Amazing Grace, sit right in the middle, that don't make you saved. All it is, you're just sitting around saved people. Is that right? You got to get arrested. Holy Ghost of God's got to get you. He gets you by the gospel. I mean, not by puppet shows.
Go ahead. Right.
Preaching a meeting one time up in Xenia, Ohio. And when I got through preaching that night and pastor closing out, he said, we're going to have a puppet show Wednesday night. Oh, boy, I'm glad you didn't tell me that before I started preaching.
Yes, sir.
I mean, puppet shows. Who ever heard such a thing?
Go ahead.
All the old timers had was preaching and singing. I like what old Brother Mitchell used to say. I don't think that man will ever die as long as I'm living.
Me either, brother.
Amen. He said, what we got for the old folks? He said, preaching, singing, and praying.
Yeah.
So what do you have for the young folks? Preaching, singing, and praying. I mean, it's good for the 90 and the 90. Hallelujah to God. He'll bless one, he'll bless another. Amen.
That's good, brother.
Preacher, I'll give you what the Lord give me.
Amen.
I hope it's been a help to you. It's always my desire to try to help folks.
Yes, sir.
If I can. Kevin, I really appreciate you, brother. He lets me preach here once in a while, and that's good. I love hearing these other preachers preach. Every once in a while. Then I go a lot of places and preach. Another week, I'll say this, and I'll sit down. Next Sunday night, I'll be preaching down Fellowship. They ain't got no pastor. I'll be filling in down there. And Tuesday morning, be the Lord's will, I'll be preaching a funeral down there Tuesday morning. So you pray for us, Lord, help us.
Yes, sir.
Try to be a blessing to them people, that family that lost their loved one real sudden. Helped out, good man. I'd known him for all my life, and he's a good man. Friday morning, he got up. He didn't think about dying that day, no doubt.
Right, preacher.
He got up. In just a little while, he went to be with the Lord. And he's great. He's a friend of mine. They called me and said, "Will you do the funeral?" I said, "I'll try." So you pray for us. I love you tonight. Come on, preacher. Give the invitation.
Brother Donnie, you listen, come.